When we look at the current situation that's going on in the world today, we see that there's a lot of difficulties. Life is not normal anymore for people. There's challenges. However, this is something that the Quran told us a long time ago. It is our shortcoming that we were not prepared for it.
الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
The life is a test. Sometimes it's a test with blessings and sometimes it's a test with difficulties.
وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ.
Listen, all you Muslimin out there, all of mankind out there, remember, we will definitely test you. Have no doubt in your mind. So don't be surprised when something like Corona pops up. Don't be surprised if you have any other difficulty that pops up. Oh Allah, okay, so this is a test for me. But what am I supposed to do in this test? How am I supposed to get through this difficulty? The verse continues, وَبَشِّرْ الصَّابِرِينَ, and give glad tidings to those who are patient. Give glad tidings to those who are able to persevere through these difficulties. Who are these people who practice patience?
الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ.
These are the people that whenever there's a difficulty that they face, they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Trying to understand the fact that this world is a temporary abode. This is not where we're supposed to be staying. This is not where I'm supposed to unpack and try to settle down. And if a person is able to come through with that sort of an understanding, then any difficulty based on the Quranic verse would be easy for them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beyond that gives glad tidings.
أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ.
I don't mean to say over here that the Quran is saying that it's going to be a test anyways. You don't need to do anything. Just live life as normal. That's not what the Quran is saying. Islam emphasizes on the fact that you and I, we have to do our responsibility. So in this specific case, we are obliged to take care of our health. It's mandatory for us to take any steps that are necessary to ensure our own safety and the safety of others. But if after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to give me health, then alhamdulillah, decides to give me another test, then so be it. So we reconcile between those, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever it is that He wants, is something that we come to terms with, inshallah.